Okay. Oh, Shalom. Okay, we'll recap. We stop the Chloe, we'll recap. Oh, the Morta. Oh, Shalom, Shalom. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I would make a point of saying hi. Oh, okay. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Let's recap what we've been discussing yesterday. In fact, I want to do more than recap. I skipped a section at the end of the last parak, the sixth parak. I want to back up and speak out the point that I made at the end of the last parak, because it really is an important piece in the seventh parak. So we're in the middle of the discussion between the dialogue between the what we've been calling the seichel and the nefesh, right? It's the nefesh is yourself, your conscious self, being inspired by your mind to move further in your avodas Hashem. So at the end of the last parak, we did not read this inside. I'm not going to read it inside now, but I do want to speak it out. The nefesh brings up an interesting complaint to the seichel. The seichel is the whole time saying that, are you thankful? Are you thankful? So the nefesh says, the problem is that even when I'm thankful, it's because I think to myself, it isn't real gratitude, because I'm thinking to myself, hey, if I want to be worthy of Hashem's tevis, I have to thank for them. I just got something, I want to make sure I don't lose it. So let me thank, let me show, make sure I'm thanking enough. And if I thank enough, maybe I'll also get more. So my thanks are actually self-serving. How can I get myself to a place where my thanks are not because I want to hold on to Hashem's chesed and keep getting it, but just because, how can I divorce my mind from the material chesed in thanking? So, and the seichel basically says that number one, yes, a big part of it is this, is moving yourself out of the center. Okay, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that because, yeah, that's an avodah we all understand. It's an avodah for our whole lifetime, and it's not something that's so easy. But the second point he makes is an important point for us to realize. Hashem does not do chesed for us depending on our avodah. This is an important point to make. You know, this could sometimes be relevant. Sometimes a person feels like, you know, you're told that you need to be davening for your health, davening for the welfare of your family, etc. A person can come into a place where Imamish turns around the concept of davening. The concept of davening is to feel dependent on Hashem. But a person, this is a very subtle point, which you may find that, oh, I actually identify with that. A person can make a list of himself, what are the things that are very important to me in life? And I have to kind of like take out insurance on these things. I have to hold on to my own health by making sure that I'm davening and thanking for it. Right? And if I don't, then it's kind of like I let go. Kind of, in a funny way, it turns into a lack of bitachon on a spiritual level. Like as though I have to hold on to my health through my davening. I have to hold on to my health through my thanks of Hashem. Now, this is a very fine point, because we should be davening and feeling like our health depends on our davening all the time. But really, it's not exactly so. We have to word it a little differently. It's a subtle difference, but an important one. This is a very fine point. Our health depends on Hashem. We want to be acknowledging that through our davening and thanks. But our health does not depend on me davening for it. Fine points with a subtle difference, okay? Let me know if this is not clear. My health depending on me davening for it puts it back into my hands. And again, almost moves Hashem out of the picture. There are things that I can do to ensure my health. It's about me. Okay? Well, really, the idea is acknowledge that it's up to Hashem and leave it in His hands. How do you acknowledge that? You acknowledge by thanking. You acknowledge by davening, but not with the sense of, I better hold on to it by doing this. And this is an important point to understand, because actually, Hashem does chesed for free. You don't have to earn your chesed. You don't have to earn your chesed. Meaning, you don't have to earn your chesed by making sure that you are accounting for each chesed you have for Hashem in a way that's exactly right. Hashem wants you to be living for Him and dedicated to Him and doing whatever you can in His service. And if you're doing that, Hashem will give you chesed without chesed. So it's a very, very fine point. On the one hand, you're supposed to be thanking Hashem for the chesed you get. And Hashem may also say, if you don't thank me, I won't give you more chesed. But all that means is, make sure that you're dedicating yourself properly to Hashem. But don't suddenly make it feel like, now each chesed that I get, it's completely in my hands. I'm the one who's now responsible for holding on to it. Why was Avraham Avinu worried about using up his schar? Okay, Rav Moshe is asking that we know that when Avraham Avinu experienced the nes of killing the five kings, he was worried that he had lost his schar as a result. There it's a little bit different. You see also, you see similar things about the others. There, he was concerned about something else. If you, so to speak, force Hashem to do a miracle, that itself is reason to lose reward. It's kind of like you're drawing on your bank account prematurely. Right? So if he went out there and took risks, relying that Hashem will do a miracle, Hashem might say, Hashem, the natural presumption is that Hashem doesn't want to do miracles. If you go and, so to speak, force Hashem to do a miracle, one of two things might happen. I'll talk about this later. Either he'll say nothing doing, and you'll be in trouble. Or he'll do it, but he'll say, I didn't want to do this. You forced me to do it, so to speak. This is obviously relevant to a person on a higher level, that Hashem does cheshbon him in. But you draw on your own bank account. So don't force me to do miracles. You operate within the dictates of Teva that I laid down. That's what Avraham Avinu was worried about. But the truth is that Hashem came and told him, no, in this case, this is what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to go and fight for your nephew later. And therefore, this is not called you forced me to do a miracle. This is called that I wanted to do this miracle for you. So the idea here is that, yes, you should be thankful. So what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to do is to create a split. When you thank, focus on thanks. Don't start thinking now, how much thanks do I need to do in order to hold on to it, in order to be able to get more, etc. You focus on doing all you can for Hashem. Hashem will provide you with ample chesed. You don't need to have a price tag for each chesed. You don't need to be operating with a price tag for each chesed. We'll see this also in Shabbat be talking. So what the Chaim Tavon is saying here is, let go of that way of thinking. Let go of the way of thinking that in order to hold on to my material things, I have to make sure to be paying for each one adequately. No, you pay in a general way by dedicating yourself to Hashem. That makes you deserving of whatever Chassadim He decides to do for you. Now, if you let go of that way of thinking, you can really dedicate yourself to really just sincerely thanking Hashem. And then we went from there to the discussion last night of Lemaisa. We said that yes, when Hashem does give you benefits, He does give you chasadim, you are expected to step up your avodah. So what does that entail? So I want to review, first we'll review outside the bullets that we saw last night. How do you justify, how do you respond to chasadim of Hashem in order to say, yes, I received more chesed from Hashem, I am doing more for Him. So he said that there are 10 things that you need to do in order to justify the chesed that you're getting. In order to say that, yes, I've stepped up my avodah accordingly. Number one, don't use it against Hashem. This can have many different ways of playing out. A person starts making more money becomes busier, he starts cutting out time from learning. He doesn't have time to daven properly anymore. Can't go to shul for mincha. He has to quickly hop a corner and do a 4-minute job because he's much busier now. So Hashem says, this chesed that I gave you is turning you against me. Right? So number one, make sure that you're not using it against Hashem. Number two, express your thanks to Hashem. Express that you got this chesed. Number three, never disparage a chesed that you got from Hashem. Don't ever say, my dump of a home. Don't ever talk disparagingly about any of the chesed that you got. Number four, don't attribute it to somebody else. Always realize that Hashem is the source of that chesed. If you were benefited by means somebody gave you a gift, don't think that he's the source of the chesed. You thank him, but you realize that he was really just a conduit of Hashem's chesed to you. Number five, don't attribute it to yourself. You made a genius business deal. Don't think, wow, that was really good thinking on my part. Say, wow, thank you, Hashem, for giving me that insight. Number six, don't now feel like whether you'll maintain it or not depends on your own efforts. Realize it's a chesed from Hashem. As long as he wants you to have it, you'll have it. As long as not, not. While cooperating with Derech HaTeva and doing what you need to do is the big challenge of Hishtadlus. You're supposed to be doing Hishtadlus with the understanding that all it is really just cooperating with Hashem's plan, not that it really depends on that. Number seven, never look down upon a person who doesn't have that gift that you have. You have money? Don't look down on people who don't. You're intelligent? That's a gift. Don't look down on people of lower intelligence, etc. We knew someone, I was a boy, our family, we knew somebody who was a very wealthy man. And then he hit on hard times. And he worked very, very hard, never regained his wealth. And he told my father at one point, he said, this was a big lesson for me, just in the following sense. He said, I always had a hard time relating to people who came asking for money, etc., because my life experience taught me that if you work hard, you succeed. If you work hard, you succeed. And therefore, when people came, I see people struggling, this, that, I said, come on, give me a break. If you work hard, you succeed. Then when I hit on hard times, I can tell you, I sweated. I worked hard according to all the same work ethics that got me my money, and it just didn't work. He said, that was a very, very stark lesson for me. There is no such formula. And retroactively, I take back all of the looking down that I did on people. You know, if you just hustled a little more, you'd be successful. You got chesed from Hashem. Don't chalila look down on those who don't have it. That's number seven. Now we're up to number eight. We're on the bottom of page Reish Nun Gimel in the Lev Toiv. Mehen. You should feel submissive to Hashem in your mind. Feel humbled by the fact that you got a chesed. And if you don't add to what you're doing previously, and you are not praising Hashem more, then at least at least maintain what you were doing. And if you can't actually add more, even in terms of just expressing gratitude to Hashem, but at least in your mind, at least in your heart, you should feel that much more dedication in the things that you do. Meaning, a person trying to figure out, okay, I got more chesed from Hashem. What can I do now more for Hashem? So, I don't have room to add in my learning schedule. I have my 2 hours that I learn. I just simply don't have more room to add. So what will you do? You'll go about that learning with added vigor, with an added sense of commitment. It can be in terms of the quality under the surface rather than in quantity per se. Do not allow the benefit you've now received to cause you to do less. And to distract your mind, right? Now you're busier because you have more money or whatever it is, to distract your mind from being focused on Hashem. That's number eight. And number nine, this is a chashuva one. Liyos einoi tamid al mishu limata mimenu b'rov ha'tovos, la'al mishu lemala mimenu. Always have your sights on people who have less than you materially. Those are the people you should be looking at. Don't look at the people who have more than you. V'chein roi liyos einoi tamid, meaning the way naturally people tend to look is their eyes are always looking at the people who have more, kind of feeling like, I don't have enough because look what he has. And when it comes to Ruchnius, we tend to do the opposite. We look at people who are doing less than us, and we say, I'm doing just fine. Right? People who are doing more than us, we either don't want to know about it, or we tend to get resentful. So we prefer to look at the people who have more than us materially, and to look at the people who have less than us spiritually. Chassid Talbot is saying we have to reverse that. Always have your eyes set on the people who are doing more than you spiritually and feel that need to keep up. And always have your focus set on the people who have less than you materially. Spend time focusing on that. We naturally, our vision tends to gravitate to the people who have more than us. But spend effort actually focusing on people who have less and appreciating the fortunate life that you have. You say that's another t'nai to be deserving of Hashem's chesed. If you can do that, if you say, oh, look at these chesedim that I have, that makes me feel more lucky than other people. That's another way of earning Hashem's chesed, to feel lucky because of it, to feel fortunate. Okay, we'll stop here. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.